Talk Live, and you can bring up anything. We launch here into the third hour of the show. To control of the airwaves, toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And the site features, one of the main features of the site allows you to actually influence the stuff we'll talk about on the airwaves here. In fact, a couple of things I've got coming up this hour, if we get a chance to get to them, came right off the front page of the website, because listeners like you go and submit interesting stuff to our site. You find things online that you think are neat, like a news article or a blog post or video or something like that. You submit it to the site. Other listeners then vote up or vote down as to whether they like or dislike it. And the most liked stories will make it to the front page and the top of the website, all over at freetalklive.com, and it's all for free. You know, Mark, before we continue with the three remaining things that the cops can do to screw you, I just wanted to comment a little further on the last call that we had, and it was a little bit paranoid about grocery stores and whether or not they are colluding on price fixing. I find this hard to believe, this idea, and it was just pure speculation on the caller's part. And he offered as evidence that they are colluding on price fixing the fact that they throw things out, which doesn't make sense at all either. Why would they, if they're price fixing, why would they throw things out? One is not necessarily connected to the other.
Non sequitur.
So the whole idea that the grocery stores would price fix is, I think, is silly that most businesses would collude to price fix. The way cartels typically work, as I understand it, is the concept is, well, the business owners realize that, hey, it'd be in our best interest if every one of us, all four, let's say here in Keene, New Hampshire, there are four grocery stores. So if all four grocery store owners get together and they say, all right, well, we're having a tough time out there. We've got to get some more money in, and it's hard to compete against you guys because you keep slashing prices and making it more difficult for us to sell our milk or whatever it is that they're wanting to sell. So let's get together. Let's lock in the price at this rate. Doesn't matter, you know, what you're paying for the milk. Let's lock in the price at this rate, or we'll lock in and guarantee that we have this margin or whatever. We're going to come to an agreement on what the prices should be. That's what price colluding is. It's cartelizing. And the reason why it doesn't work is because, well, people want to make more profits. I mean, they have an interest in beating their competition with price so they can get more people walking through their front doors.
Sure, because at that point, if you're price fixing, then everybody's got the same price. Then other things come to bear, like location, for instance. The supermarket with the best location is going to have get more traffic than the supermarket with the worst location because the prices are the same.
So
the
why
supermarket with the worst location is going to say to themselves, well, this is crap.
Yeah.
Well, my prices are the same as the other supermarkets, and I'm not getting nearly as many customers. Well, you know what? I know what I'll do. I'll cut prices. I'll be 50 cents below them on everything, and then people will come to me, and they'll do it. And then the people at in the good location, but gosh darn it, those people have better prices than us. We have to get people back to here. We've got a better location. They want to come here. Well, what we'll do is we'll cut prices. We'll be just 10 cents more than them on everything. And then the people will be like, 10 cents, our customers are going over there. They've got the good location. This is how the marketplace works.
Right, and if you want to call it greed, then you can. I mean, because it's the drive for to achieve profit. I think greed kind of has an excess attached to it, kind of a concept of excess attached to it. But nonetheless, people are interested in making sure their business succeeds. And in order to succeed, you've got to get feet through the door in the business of retail. You've got to get people, their eyeballs on your products in your store in order for them to buy it, in order for them, for you to pay your employees, in order for you to make it to the next month. And so even if these businesses were to agree to collude on prices, I don't think it would last very long. It just... somebody's going to want that money. Somebody's going to want those customers, and they're going to break the agreement. And beyond that, just look at the store circulars. There are different prices on things. I mean, it's ludicrous to believe that in any way these people are fixing prices. I mean, there's heavy competition in the area of grocery stores. I was talking about restaurants earlier. Restaurants are fairly low-margin business. There's not a lot of profit to be made, 2 to 3% or something like that, I've heard. I don't know. Maybe you actually work in a restaurant.
We're out of the restaurant business.
You can tell me. But I've also heard that grocery stores make about the same. you know, like 2 to 3%. Thing is, they're doing volume. They're doing a significant amount of traffic.
Right. When you're talking about things that everybody needs, then the margins are going to be cut very, very close on them because, well, people know that they can get into that marketplace. You know, there certainly are, I think, glaring examples that, you know, to the contrary in this. You know, for instance, dentistry. You know, everybody needs dentistry, but I guess it's because it takes so long to become a dentist. I don't know. I don't think dentists compete that much on price.
But there's more skill involved in what a dentist does than putting a, you know, shelf up and putting food on it.
Yeah.
So they're paying for the skill, you're paying for the training, all that. But I just think it's pretty much ludicrous, the idea that grocery stores would be colluding on price. Anyway, 800-259-9231. Mark, last hour we started out the six things, this is from crack.com, the six things that the cops can do to screw you. So if you missed the first three, if you're just tuning in, you can get those later at freetalklive.com via the archive. But let's continue the list.
Number three, counting down. They could arrest you for filming them.
Oh, yeah.
If you search for jerk cop on YouTube, you will instantly get...
they didn't write jerk.
Yeah. Cracked is, uses colorful language and... yeah,
what's the first letter?
I'm very
word?
Good. A.
A, okay.
Yeah. And has seven letters in it.
Yeah.
So, I've gotten really good at kind of screening out the verbiage. Okay. If you instantly get hundreds, if not thousands, of videos of some police officer tasing or otherwise abusing some kid or grandmother who may or may not even deserve it.
And you can find a fresh one every week.
Police abuse
more.
Videos are surely the fastest growing segment of online entertainment. I'd like to point out to everyone, cracked.com is not a libertarian website. It is not a website about the police state. This is just a website about amusing people.
Yeah, comedic observations that are somewhat relevant.
Right. And this is what people are saying in the real world, that videos of police abuse are growing exponentially. They're it's huge. And, you know, I think it's the liberty community that we have to thank for it. Quite frankly, they've been doing that stuff. And they've been putting it up there. So sadly, the entire genre might be on its way out. Currently, three states made it illegal to film on-duty police officers, even and especially if they were beating up handicapped minorities in the middle of town square. In Illinois, Massachusetts, and Maryland, they require both parties to consent to any recording.
Ludicrous.
For it to be legal. So the cop, whom you just filmed spouting profanities that reinvent the very idea of racism, unless he has always dreamt of being an internet sensation, he can easily bust your butt and confiscate your camera. There are 12 states in total that enforce an all-party consent law, but only three interpret it to include public places of gathering with absolutely no expectation of privacy. So, on one hand, that kind of sucks for people trying to record police misconduct, but on the other, hey, apparently security cameras are now illegal in parts of the Northeast. Looting party next week! So...
800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. The best way to handle this is for people to just keep recording them. And if they make it illegal to record them, then find out ways to do it surreptitiously. Keep putting that information out there. Don't upload it to your own YouTube channel, that sort of thing. Make sure that you can have some questionability about who did this, who was the responsible party for the video. So if you got multiple people near a cop, then there's a good chance they're not going to be able to correctly identify who it was that had the hidden video camera, that sort of thing. And I guess it's good news also that the mainstream media has picked up on this story and is kind of running with it, because it's going to affect them too. The mainstream media folks have had the police aggress against them. We've seen it at the various different Republican, Democratic national conventions where ABC News reporters have been attacked by the police in many cases at protests, news coverage. People that are there, cameramen have been they've been jacked by the cops. It's crazy.
You know, I think this is a good time to read a FreedomCam.net ad. From coast to coast, the increasingly militarized American police state has grown out of control. Peace officers become law enforcement officers, and it's an epidemic of police brutality and murder across our society. The answer? Film cops and put it on YouTube. Go to FreedomCam.net. It's FreedomCam.net. They have discreet video cameras that you can use to film the police, and they're on sale right now at freedomcam.net.
And in addition to that, get your butt up here to New Hampshire, join the Free State Project, because at least up here in the Keene area, we don't have a problem filming the cops. They're totally used to it. More coming up here. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats, aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight, that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Show is Free Talk Live, and we invite you to take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. And enjoy all the features on the site for free, including archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, you can click and download. They're right there on the front page. You can go back for a week there on the front page. And if you click to the archive section, you go all the way back to 2006. It's all free for you at freetalklive.com.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers.
including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPacks, and X2s. They're 100% compatible with all the major networking equipment manufacturers and up to 99% off of list price. They can even offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Get a hold of them at memorydealers.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. Mark, you've got two more things that the cops can do to screw people.
Yep.
Is that right?
Completely legal.
We'll get to those here in a little bit, but first, your phone calls. Dave is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Dave from RidleyReport.com. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to talk about the use of the word coercion and how I think it might not be the best word for you guys to use when you talk about what you're against.
Great. Let's hear it.
Why?
I don't think coercion is in and of itself the problem. It's aggression. Aggression is what we're against. Because coercion, in theory, you could be the pilot of a privateer off the Somali coast fighting pirates on your own dime, and that would be coercion, but it wouldn't be aggression.
Or you could be you could coerce somebody who has already aggressed in order to bring them to justice, as a bounty hunter, for instance, might.
So we're going to get called on every comment we make, especially one that we make as frequently as talking about coercion. And I think I've probably done it in the past myself. It's important to be clear about what we're against.
That's a good thing. I agree with you, Dave. I think words are very important, and it's important to make sure you're using the right ones so people understand.
Yeah, and that's really all I had to say.
Excellent. I appreciate you pointing that out. Folks can go watch your videos at RidleyReport.com, and thank you for the call tonight. Dave Ridley, great guy out there, always doing his best to cover as much as he can about the activism happening here in New Hampshire. He's got his boots on the ground and his videos on YouTube, so you can see what's happening. More coming up here with your calls. Let's go to the Amp Lines. Matt is on the line in Illinois. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. Good evening.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I'd like to discuss how government has managed to bring families closer together.
Okay.
At least in my case, myself and my daughter.
How's that?
My daughter recently graduated from high school, and she doesn't share my distaste for government. And in fact, has even written in high school classes, was even writing bills that she could take to Springfield, Illinois here with her student friends and try to get these bills passed.
Mm-hmm.
So very recently, her uncle, who's quite well-to-do, has decided that he would like to take her to Paris because she wants to study cooking. So she needs a passport. So today I says, okay, well, I'll take you out and we'll get the things that you need to get for a passport. About 6 years ago, we had a fire in the house, and she lost all her important cards. So the first place we had to go was the county to get her birth certificate.
Okay.
Which was no big deal. I mean, they were quite helpful and actually produced it rather quickly, and it was no big deal.
Pretty good. Wow.
Yeah. Then we had to go to the federal government to get her Social Security card. The reason we have to do that is because she needs a Social Security number to get a state ID.
Okay.
So even though all these stuff about how Social Security number is not supposed to be for identification purposes and everything else, I didn't even get into that with her. I just decided, okay, we're going to jump through the hoops. She really wants to go to Paris, and this is a necessary thing that we have to do in order to do this.
Yep.
So we go to the Social Security Administration.
Because the slaves can't leave the plantation without master's permission slip, so.
Correct.
You got to do that.
So, and, you know, I'm doing this for her. So we go to the Social Security Administration, and they can't get the Social Security card to her for 2 weeks, but they give her this little slip of paper that says, okay, you take this to the state, and that you should be okay for getting your state ID.
Mm-hmm.
So the last place is the state. So we go to the state of Illinois, and they politely inform us that, no, they cannot accept that. They have to have the Social Security card.
Oh, geez.
And she saw all these people lining up to pay their money for their license plate stickers and everything else, and everybody was mad. And she's like, oh, why is everybody so mad in here?
Now, you said she's fresh out of high school?
fresh out of high school, hasn't lived in the real world
right.
yet.
And fresh out of government high school.
Correct.
Okay.
And she was very polite and everything else to these people, but when we got into the car, she's like, I hate those people.
And so it begins.
It doesn't take too long dealing with the government to decide that it's an organization of petty tyrants that have no desire to provide customer service.
Right. And I explained that to her, and I did it as a nice way as possible, and I actually tried to keep away and change the subject because I could tell that, you know, she was seething underneath.
Yeah.
And so I feel that we've kind of grown closer together and have kind of made a connection here. And she's finally beginning to figure out why Dad is always railing on the government.
Very cool. Very cool. So thank you for that story. Anything else you want to share?
Well, you talked earlier today about there's something about taxes. And I remember thinking, you know, when the government increases taxes, it seems like their revenues fall. They were talking about small businesses with the 1099 forms.
Yeah, having to fill out a form every time they do $600 worth of purchasing.
And I'm thinking to myself that they're kind of just cutting off their noses here because people are just going to start throwing up their hands and saying, I give up. It's too complicated. I can't do this anymore.
Oh, absolutely. There's no doubt about that. And that's one of the things that government regulations do is it just makes it so arduous to do business that a lot of people who otherwise would want to do business say, screw this. I'll just keep my job. You know, why should I?
Right.
Why should I go out and be
this? I think the government wants that, though.
That's what I mean. They want to protect their buddies who are already in industry. And so they keep setting the bar higher and higher with all these regulations that make it more difficult for people to get into business. So I can tell you, man, I looked into starting a radio station years ago just because, you know, I was in radio. I love doing radio. Well, what's it take to start a station? What are the regulations like? It's impenetrable. You
need an FCC attorney.
Right. You need an attorney, and they're going to charge you.
Did you know there are FCC attorneys? There are.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Lots of them.
Wow.
So it's just crazy. And I looked at that, and I said, the hell with this? I mean, for the price of starting a radio station through the system, you can start 20 pirate stations.
Wow. Well, yeah, my thoughts were that it's starting to go downhill for them. I think they're making mistakes, big mistakes, but.
Good. The more they make, the better for us,
collapse.
As you pointed out. And thank you, Matt, for the call. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Yep, they're not going to get better. They're not going to get more efficient.
No.
So
that's not how the government works.
Yeah, there's some things you can count on when it comes to government, and that is they will grow. More on the way here. Your calls as well. More things the cops can do to screw you and your calls. About 800, at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from airandaqua.com. Airandaqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, airandaqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners, use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves and dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Oh, all the features on the site, by the way, are free. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their websites. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy. Also, you can enjoy our webcam, which is there, and it's brought to you by memorydealers.com. Go to cam.freetalklive.com to watch and listen to the show and interact with other listeners, because our cam page is built in. It's got our chat room built into the page, so go to cam.freetalklive.com.
You're being researched online every day, and it's affecting your life whether you realize it or not, especially if you're a doctor, lawyer, or other kind of professional. People are researching you online. So now they have a product. It's called MyReputation.com, the Reputation Defender. That can help you to know and control what's said about you on the internet. Reputation Defender will continuously monitor everything about you on the web, including 40 social networks. It will remove your personal information from websites that collect and sell it, protect your privacy. It will even allow you to stop unwanted mail from reaching your mailbox. You can go to MyReputation.com to find out more. Use promo code FREE, that's F-R-E-E, and get a special discount at MyReputation.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. If we get a chance, we'll tell you about Wesley Snipes and what's happening to him. It's not good news. But coming up first, Mark, you've got two more of the things that the cops can do to screw you. A lot of these things our listeners probably were already aware of, but it's an important list here from crack.com.
Didn't know this one. Number two, book you for carrying condoms.
Whoa.
Spotting a prostitute can prove to be one of the most important skills you'll ever learn.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I remember this one. D.C. They do this in D.C. I don't know how many other places they do, but go ahead.
Especially when it comes to telling real hookers from undercover cops. And thus, we present you with this wonderful bit of information on proper whore identification. In Washington, D.C., women carrying more than two condoms on themselves are considered prostitutes and can be arrested as such.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So if you get arrested for something else and they find two condoms in your or three condoms in your purse, maybe you'll get a prostitution charge on top of whatever else it was you got popped for.
Which is ridiculous because, I mean, if a real hooker is going to know this rule relatively quickly, right?
Mm-hmm, sure.
And she's going to have a place where, if she's a streetwalker, she's going to have a place hidden where she can get to them. You know, I mean, it's just...
Oh, yeah.
So... They're going
to... It's so ludicrous.
At least that's what the D.C.'s designation... D.C.'s designated prostitution-free zone. you can't be having prostitutes in your prostitution-free zone. That would defeat their very purpose.
Do they have the signs up? I'm just curious. Because you know you've got the drug-free zone signs. Have you seen those before, Mark? Usually if you're in a school area, you'll see drug-free school zone or something like that.
No,
do they actually have prostitution-free zone signs up? Just curious.
So it's really overreaction.
Do they have a little stick figure of a woman or something like that on the,
not sure,
the sign?
So it's all really...
Although not all prostitutes are women.
Can I finish this sentence?
No.
So it's really...
I say no!
An overreaction of the D.C. police for arresting all women congregating without a destination in prostitution-free zones, or PFZs for those of us who are in the know, with at least three condoms in their purses. After all... Those are the internationally recognized signs of people who take, oh my God, who have sex with strangers for money.
So there was something you replaced there, right? So
yeah, there were more dirty words in that sentence that I could that my mind could filter properly.
The, oh my God,
time.
Was you taking your time to figure all that
yes.
out, right?
Come on, three entire condoms should be enough for at least a typical person for an entire lifetime of consensual activity. That's why they only sell them in individually at ridiculously marked up prices. Add such suspicious behaviors,
I wouldn't know. I've never
hanging out into the mix, and you've got all the ingredients for a prostitute. Stew. So the new practice has already caught the attention of various women's rights groups around the country. Imagine if you just bought, say, the 100-pack of condoms and you're coming from the grocery store and you happen to walk through a PFZ.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Well, now, maybe they should really crack down, Mark, and make it so that the store owners have to get identification from any woman that's coming in buying more than two condoms.
There you go.
Or a guy, for that matter. Because they could be a prostitute.
So it's caught the attention of various women's rights groups around the country, not just because innocent girls are possibly being thrown into holding cells with women that go by names like Discount Debbie. The main worry here is that delicious AIDS, the real working girls, are spreading, well, like working girls who suddenly found condoms to be a huge liability.
That was a little disjointed, what?
Well, basically, that women that don't use condoms are more likely to spread AIDS, and
yes.
This is essentially an incentive to not carry condoms.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow.
Man, who could have predicted that the new rubber standard most prostitutes wouldn't clean up their acts and go get an NBA or something, but rather start doing it without protection? Who would have guessed that? Certainly not the politicians.
I had a conversation the other night, by the way, just a quick update here for our listeners that have been paying attention to what's going on here in the Keene area with some of the non-cooperation and civil disobedience. We've had the Keene nightcap, Adam and Pete from LibertyOnTour.com came into town and they kicked off the nightcaps several weeks ago as they started to invite folks down to the local park in the center of town at about 11 o'clock at night to enjoy some imbibing and some partaking there in public. And they became very popular with upwards of 30-plus people gathering on a regular basis to enjoy each other's company and hang out. And we were unmolested by the police for a number of weeks. And then finally, a few days ago, the cops showed up after the incident.
But that wasn't
for
a nightcap.
No, it was for a nightcap. After the mass arrests in the park earlier in the day, the cops showed up again that night, poured out some beers. And I don't think they made any arrests, but nonetheless, they kind of... Then the next night, they had a presence down there as well with a cop standing in the park. The night after that, three cops came out. And so two nights, the nightcap ended up being just cop talk night, where people were out just having conversations with the police in the park, because everybody still came out, and the cops were there, so we had some nice conversations. Actually, I had some good conversations, really... the guys here on the Keene Police, I've said good things about them before, and I will again.
They make it easy. You know, I mean, there's when you read about other departments across the country, and you just read how awful and corrupt they are. Our cops seem better, even around the state. As far as I'm concerned, they're better.
I wouldn't go so far as to say there aren't any corrupt cops on the Keene PD, but I would say that the cops that I deal with. are approachable. They're, you can have a conversation with most of them. Some of them have a, you know, a bit of an attitude, but many of them are very approachable, very nice. And the three cops that were in the park the other night, I was there for about an hour talking to them before we all retreated to another park and had our fun there. But so these three cops were there, and we talked to them about prohibition. And three out of the three cops were against the idea of marijuana prohibition.
Wow.
So, but they weren't really willing to do anything about it.
But what is anybody willing to do about it?
Well, I don't know. If you're against the idea, join LEAP. Go to law enforcement. Go to LEAP, LEAP.cc, and join law enforcement against prohibition. It's a little thing you can do.
The average person doesn't go join normal, even if they are against marijuana prohibition.
But my point being, three out of the three were already on board with the idea of ending that prohibition. One of them is in favor of ending all prohibition.
Wow.
Pretty much. And another one is persuadable. I was talking to him, and he had some issues with the hard drugs. And I said, look, just go.
I have issues with the hard drugs, but
go look at the numbers. Look at LEAP. They've got the details about Portugal and the Netherlands and these places where decriminalization has been tried and
to me, the most motivating thing on that issue is when you're talking about hard drugs like heroin and crack. You know, I don't know much about these drugs, honestly, but I do know that people will do insane things to get them. I was in prison for 9 years. I saw lots of people who did insane things to get these drugs. They'll hurt people, mm-hmm. they'll steal things, and they'll do awful stuff, which means that me and my family are at risk. We don't touch heroin or crack, but we're at risk because some heroin or crack addict might decide that our house is the next one that they want to stop off and, you know, do their robbery and killing in order to get the money that they need to get in order to for their drug habit. So this drug war, rather than just somebody's, you know, wasting their life away on relatively cheap crack or heroin, they have to go out and steal for the stuff because aspirin doesn't cost that much.
Mm-hmm.
Drug companies, I mean, you know, over-the-counter drugs that are mass-produced don't cost that much. None of these drugs you're talking about here would cost that much to produce. You're not talking about proprietary blends like, you know, the patented stuff that the drug companies sell for hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month. You're talking about things that would go for maybe $3 a shot or whatever they get for them.
So anyway, after a couple of nights of good conversations with the police in town here, they kind of went away last night. One cop showed up during the nightcap. Maybe he's a little bit to tell about that, but he used his discretion and didn't do anything. He went away, even when somebody cracked a beer, obviously open in the very near vicinity to the cop. More coming up here. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's. Let's Fix Dinner. Find dinner ideas to bring your family together at the table at letsfixdinner.com. Juggling schedules so that everyone eats together can be tough. Try starting with one family dinner a week, whenever you can fit it in. Take turns picking the meal and have everyone pitch in. Working together will bring your family closer, even if it is just once a week. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumathin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumathinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumathinPlus.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two Sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30. And Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, glucosamine, chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative news newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's 3-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling 4-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. We are continuing here in the remaining moments of the program. We'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. You dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. As we continue here, Mark, we've got one more thing to get to.
Yes.
The things the cops can do to screw you. We'll get to that here in a moment. Want to make sure that you know that you can help the show out by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. It's a way for you to get behind Free Talk Live to help us get on more radio stations. Got a big one to announce coming soon. At least I think it's a pretty big announcement. We've got a new six-night-a-week affiliate coming on board.
Seems that way to me.
In a place that a lot of people go to vacation. I'm not going to say much more than that at this point, but suffice it to say, I'm pretty excited. So we'll announce that when the time is right, after they get started with us. But it's listeners like you that make it possible for us to make these additions. In fact, directly, this addition came straight from your support. One of the things that we do with the money that comes in from the AMP program, the $3 a month from listeners like you, is we reinvest it into buying industry ads. And one of the other things we do is we buy a spot on Talk Shows USA, which is a website run by an industry veteran, a guy that has been around, he knows a lot of people, and he's got a good reputation within the business. He's like somebody that a program director, if they're looking for a weekend show or something like that, or looking for new programming, they'll come to this gentleman and they'll say, Skip, what do you got for us? And he'll show them what he's got. And he always has a very limited amount of shows that he reps, right? So he only handles 6 or 8 shows at most. So we're one of those shows, and we've been on with him now for a number of years. And it's a fairly affordable thing for us to do, but it's listeners like you that make it possible. This guy is the guy that actually snagged us this brand-new radio station. Mostly I'm the one that gets the stations, but sometimes he'll come in with some leads that are really hot, really good, and occasionally he'll actually come through with an actual agreement from a station. Now,
Skip's totally worth it.
Yeah, and I could pay him more to get him to do affiliate relations for me, to actually really push the show. As of right now, we just kind of pay him at a level where he represents us. Yeah, exactly. He's got some shows that pay him full time, and then we are kind of an alternative show, I guess. Second tier is the right way to put that. But we get to basically be listed with these other shows that have great name recognition and also industry reputation, things like that. So it's your $3 a month that's helping make this happen. Listeners like you, you can go to amp.freetalklive.com. So it's a great way to get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world, because we also do advertising online on Google and other places like that, Freedom's Phoenix, to get the word out about Free Talk Live, to get the message of freedom into more ears. Plus, you get perks. You get access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only forum, the commercial-free podcast, and more. Head over and get signed up with any major credit card, PayPal, and some alternative options at amp.freetalklive.com. Now, before we go on to the final thing here from the list of crack.com's things the cops can do to screw you, I did say there's a little bit more about the Keene nightcaps, continuing here with the civil disobedience going on nightly in the local park here in Keene, New Hampshire. There's been a lot of controversy about this recently in town as a result of a newspaper article that was written after about seven people were arrested this last Sunday afternoon, including myself. Arrested for being out in the park. We were trying to prevent the cops from kidnapping a young lady who was enjoying a beer out in the public park. And, of course, there's been the requisite outrage from the people that say, go home, Free Staters, we hate you! You know, you're destroying our community, and da-da-da-da. So there's something incredibly terrible about someone spending the afternoon in a park enjoying a beer, an alcoholic beverage. So the cops came out a couple nights there, and they kind of, you know, tried to rain on the parade of the nightcappers. And if the cop is present, in a park, it's less likely that people are going to be as brazen with their civil disobedience.
Sure.
But so the first couple nights the cops were out, we just had some conversations with them. We moved on, went elsewhere, and enjoyed ourselves there. Last night there was no cop in the beginning because they had been there at the very beginning of the nightcap, so just kind of headed off. Last night there was no cop there. It was raining, so everybody went up underneath the gazebo when they got there. Even though it was raining out, we had 25 people in the park. And that's a pretty
full gazebo.
Yeah, that's a pretty good turnout. So we're all hanging out under the gazebo. We've been there for maybe a half an hour, and then a cop starts walking this direction. Of course, plenty of time for people to just put their drinks down or whatever, because if it's not in your hand, then they have to ask you, is that your drink? If you say yes, you deserve what you get at that point for being, you know, gullible.
Silly.
Yeah. So people put their drinks down, the cop comes up, and the reason he was there, and actually I mentioned earlier that the Keene cops are pretty cool when it comes to recording. This was another great example of that. I had pulled out my cam, and I went to click.com and was broadcasting live on the internet. Of course, I tell the officer this as he approaches the stairs to the gazebo. And he's like, oh, you know, that's no problem. You know, that's no problem. And he just went on about what he was doing. And apparently that one of the new liberty activists that just moved into town hasn't really found a place to stay yet. So I guess he came real quick without really giving anybody any heads up that he was coming. So he wasn't able to facilitate that. And so he kind of had his stuff and he stowed it somewhere in town, like by a dumpster. The cops found it. And they were actually trying to find him so they could let him know that he should pick it up. And so my question for them was, well, are you trying to trap him? Are you going to, you know, arrest this guy when he comes for littering or loitering or camping or something like that? He said, no, you know, we're not going to do that. We just want to get it back to him. And so that was apparently the reason why that he even approached the nightcap last night. And he stood there and chatted it up with Michelle Seven for a little while. Can't blame him for that. And then he went away, and I actually told him while he was there, I said, well, you know, Steve, I'd like to request, as a alleged citizen, that you go about your business and check some locked doors or something like that, because that's one of the things they do, and I fully support, you know, going around to the local businesses and kind of checking their front doors to make sure they're secured.
Big bald guy?
Yeah. Yeah.
Steve's awesome.
Yeah, really, really nice guy. Had a great conversation with him the night before that. And as we're standing there in the gazebo, a guy cracks the beer open, a really loud noise. It's really obvious. And you know, Steve just stood there. He didn't do anything about it.
It happened to be one of those 16-ouncers, right?
Yeah.
So the bigger they are, the bigger the noise. You know, the only thing you could add is what bigger is that Foster's Australian for beer, the one that's like 28 ounces or whatever, big giant can.
Right. So he didn't do anything, and that's what I'm looking for from a cop, to use your discretion. You don't have to enforce the law. You don't. If it's a bad law, you don't have to enforce it. If people aren't getting hurt, you don't have to enforce it. You can look the other direction, and in this case, that's what he did. It was clearly obvious somebody cracked open a beer in that gazebo, and he just stood there, had a conversation with Michelle Seven, and went away after that. So thanks to the Keene police for doing the right thing, and at least that one instance. So we'll see if they come out tonight, because the nightcaps continue here in Keene. All right, so there you go. More information over at freekeene.com. In fact, our buddy Sam from the Obscure Truth Network has just a few moments ago posted the video of the first night the Keene cops arrived on the scene and dumped people's beers out into the fountain, by the way. There's a public fountain there.
Right, if anybody else did that, it would be
pollution or something. Yeah, littering. So, gross. Anyway, let's go on, Mark. The one more thing from crack.com the cops can do to screw you.
The number one thing they can do, steal your identity. For the last couple of years, identity theft has been the exalted grand poobah of the American paranoid club, and for good reason. The thought that somebody out there might go into a long, preposterous career of bestiality porn using our name and credit card to fund it constantly keeps us up at night. But, you know, what could be even scarier? If it was the police who took your identity and then created an entire new chapter in your life, one where they made you like a stripper from Ohio,
good luck,
which is
good luck
something the law actually permits them to do.
Well, good luck getting them to be held accountable for something like that, right?
It's legal.
Right.
This used to be illegal no more than 8 years ago, but it all changed in Ohio. Funny how Ohio's getting such a rap there. I wonder when Osborne's going to move. When Ohio passed a new law aimed at combating, ironically, identity theft, the 2002 law allows law enforcement agencies to take anyone's personal identification, driver's license number, social security number, anything, and give it to an agent to use while undercover.
Jeez.
That in and of itself wouldn't be so bad if the cops were using your identity to pose as somebody cool like a mafia hitman or a T-Rex. Sadly, the reality is most often it's less professional assassins and more streetwalkers and nude dancers. As far as we know, Haley Dawson has never taken her clothes off professionally. But for 1 month in 2003, a woman with the same name, address, and social security number danced naked in front of a bunch of drunkards and internet perverts at a strip joint in Troy, Ohio. That woman was actually Michelle Szehe, a criminal justice student participating in an undercover police operation using Dawson's identity as her discover.
Despicable.
Yeah. Naturally, the real Miss Dawson wasn't informed of her good name was being tarnished and fantasized about by sweaty middle-aged guys for over 30 days, but it was all worth it after local liquor agents could finally charge the owner of the club with two misdemeanor charges of furnishing alcohol without a permit.
Amazing.
The ends justify the means, people.
Let's go to your phone calls here. David is in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David. David in California, going once?
Yeah, right here. Yeah,
hey, what's on your mind?
There went that little click.
Go for
it. You know, I was more interested in the Shirley Sherrod business. I don't know if you all are aware of the Breitbart scam that he's pulling. Are you aware that apparently his financial backers are the subprime scammers? And, you know, this year they're saying that there are going to be 4 million Americans evicted because of the subprime scam. And it would appear that his tracking targeting Acorn, you know, Acorn got started.
I'll tell you what, I wish we had more time to get into it. It sounds intriguing. Make a note, give us a call back tomorrow, 7 o'clock Eastern Times, when we go on the air.
Yeah, I'd love to talk to you about it.
We'll be happy to get some more info from you that we're nailed to the clock. See you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Good night.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.